So good morning. We're continuing with the Chayodom. We're continuing with the Chayodom, Klal Lamed, Simen Gimel. And let's see, read the Chayodom inside. So the Chayodom says, "Im yispalu kol echad b'echad b'yochid, rachakach nizdam l'yochad." If each person davened by himself, and then they came together, also learn Kaddish and Kedusha. They cannot do this process of saying Kaddish and Kedusha. They've already lost this chiyuv. This chiyuv already has literally flown away from them. They've lost any type of this tefillah b'tzibur concept has been taken away from them. Therefore, we have to be careful that which we're accustomed to be paris al shema v'larmer kadosh u'boruchu. There has to be at least one person. So you have a situation where they have a small community. They can't all come for davening. So when they get a minyan together, they'll do prisa al shema. It's only possible to do if one person has not davened yet. So when they say Baruch Hu, they're telling that one person that he should respond and say Baruch, and then Birchus Kriya Shema, because he has a chiyuv to still say that. So that's an appropriate thing to do. But if everybody's davened already, who are you telling to be Baruch Hu? They should be Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu. They've all done it already. Okay. Abba Miyesh Echot Tzarech Lispalo, but in this situation where you have one person who needs to daven, Ozai Noigim Lifres Al Shema. So then we allow the priesthood to be al shema, to be not only him, but it could be somebody else as well. Afilu mi shkari yispalo. The one who actually says the Baruch Hu does not need to be the one who's davening. That's our minig, that we allow somebody else to say it instead. But the Chayyadim says, the truth is, but it would be much more preferred that the one who's going to be saying the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu, and then Birchus Kriya Shema, is the one who has not davened yet, because he clearly has a chiyuv to say Birchus Kriya Shema afterwards. Ubarvis ein noigim lifras al shema, kimin shenano omrim rak Baruch Hu levad b'loi Kaddish. To do it just with the Baruch Hu, because we don't say a Kaddish beforehand. Now, even though there are people who follow Daven Nusach Svard, who say Psukim and then a Kaddish and then the Bo'urachum and then the Baruch Hu, that's a minig ma'am, it's not meager chiyuv. So, in order to just get the Baruch Hu without the Kaddish alone, it's not necessary to be Paras al Shema. But there is some who do Prisa al Shema even by Maariv. Levad me Arvis the Shabbos v'yamtiv ain person al Shema the mistama hakol boyim kadosh baruch hu. The minhag is not to say be person al Shema, which means at the end of davening, somebody will get up and say a baruch hu at the end. He says the minhag doesn't apply on Shabbos and yamtiv. Because the purpose over here is because somebody who missed the Baruch Hu at the beginning of davening, so this way he'll be zochah at least to hear the Baruch Hu at the end. So Shabbos and Yontav, people don't miss the beginning of davening. On a weekday, sometimes a person comes late, but on Shabbos and Yontav, the assumption is that probably everybody came on time, and therefore there's no need to be perish al shema, in other words, to say the Baruch Hu. Gam b'Shabbos v'yomtiv, b'Shachris u'beiz v'hei, b'Shachris ein lifras al shema, shishmu min ha'olam b'tara. And similarly, there's no need to say Baruch Hu at the end of davening on Shabbos and yomtiv, b'Shachris, and the same thing by beiz v'hei, on Monday and Thursday, because they're going to hear the Baruch Hu by laning. So even if a person came late, he probably heard the Baruch Hu by laning. There's no need to be Parish Shema at the end of davening. So this is all talking about a scenario where everybody's davened beforehand. What can we do in that situation? The case where people have heard Kriyas HaTorah before and some have not, what can we do in that situation is a separate question. So now the minhag which we have, of some people have, of saying Baruch Hu at the end of davening by Ma'ariv, is based on this concept that since there's a good possibility that somebody missed, therefore we automatically do Pesach Al Shema at the end of davening to mezakah those people. And some say if a situation where is you know for sure that nobody missed Baruch Hu, then you should not be Pesach Al Shema. And the minhag of the people which do it, they rely on that this is now established part of davening, and we do it even in that situation. And that's the minhag. You notice that the Chayyarim does not support that minhag. The Chayyarim says that there's no need to do that unless there's somebody who missed. Similarly, in regards to Shachris, would be the Eretz Yisrael, and by Nusasvar, they do that. And some actually do not say on Monday and Thursday because they've already said it by laning. Okay, have a good morning, Beshem. We will continue with the next Simon tomorrow. Have a good day.